Today's devotional is based on Psalm 18, verses 1 to 20, and it was written by the Reverend Mary Catherine Day. The paradox of the Incarnation never ceases to amaze me. The image we carry at this time of year of God with us is of the babe in the manger, tiny, helpless, completely dependent, as any infant is. The image of Jesus as our Redeemer is of him meekly hanging on a cross in our place. These are valid images of God with us. Yet from Psalm 18, we get a totally different image of God. The psalmist labels him a rock and fortress, a deliverer and refuge, a shield and stronghold. When he pictures God as coming to his defense, he says, "Then the earth reeled and rocked. The foundations also of the mountains trembled and quaked." The psalmist continues to describe how God saved him from his distress and delivered him from his enemies. He affirms the reason for his redemption by saying, "He delivered me because he delighted in me." God saved him because he loved him. That is the very reason he came to us at Christmas as a baby and died on the cross for our sins. We know the proclamation in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world." It resolves any paradox we might see. All that God has done and is doing is because God loves us. God is great enough, powerful enough, resourceful enough to come to us in whatever way is needed to reach us and redeem us, because the God of the universe, the one of power and might, loves us. Let us pray. All-powerful God, we are humbled by the ways you use to express your love for us. Help us to see them with fresh eyes this Advent season. Come to us as you know we need you to. Amen.